Hello, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals. Welcome to The Vocal Minority, with Nick and Steve broadcasting live on the Really American Media platform. You all have joined us just in time for our political week in review. Keep in mind, champions, this is all need-to-know news. News you need to know. It's been another wild boar of a week, oink oink. So hop to it, boys. Let's get this dumpster fire under control before we start our weekend. Ugh.
It's always, the dumpster fire, that is always halfway under control. I mean, we got to keep it to just a nice smolder. That's our goal, right?
It's a very optimistic assessment of the dumpster fire in this country. So
I suppose so. Welcome to The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. It is our political week in review, guys, gals, and our non-binary pals. Welcome to the show.
Indeed. Going to run down the news that's been making headlines since our Tuesday episode. You can find our website. It's a website if you use those anymore, thevocalminority.net. We've got our own personal socials on all the platforms, and then all over Really American right here, live on YouTube and Facebook just after 3 o'clock West Coast time. So chime in.
It's a beautiful thing. Hey, I got all kinds of comments last week. We did a show on Tuesday. Hey, yeah. Did we mention we're doing two shows a week now?
Yes.
Tuesday and Friday. Yeah. But I got the comment like, hey, who's that song in your open? Well, it's Weezer, for crying out loud.
It's not some obscure song, people. Come on.
No, I thought that was odd, but, you know, maybe that means we have either some older folks or younger folks digging on the resistance on the Vocal Minority.
That's funny. I know we tilt slightly older on Really American. Somebody this week said that I look like Steve Allen. And I was like, boy, I guess we do have some older people watching. Steve Allen?
We do.
Is he like the Tonight Show host from the 1950s or 60s?
Yeah. Most of his work is in black and white. So what does that
right.
tell you?
Yeah, because it's the glasses. And they asked if we were related. First names don't make people related. Just to clarify that.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of Buddy Holly, Weezer, or, well, Island in the Sun, Weezer, sorry. Nick and I did not coordinate, but I see we're both sporting Dave Matthews attire today.
Oh. Yes. Well, it's always nice when something like that just works out.
Yes, it does. So, yeah.
Hey, dude, I don't know if you feel the same way, but we got a shit ton to get to today. I mean, what a couple just really aggressive days in U.S. politics.
Yeah, that seems to be par for the course nowadays. But, yeah, I don't know. Let's get into it. We got some people tuning in, so let's talk.
All right.
This is Need to Know News. News you need to know.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Yes, indeed. All right. Let's see here. Some people checking in. I like that everyone likes to say hi at first year.
Ah, yes. Love from Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond, Virginia. We got California, looks like here. So always international people as well. But all right. I think we're going to start off talking about ICE. ICE baby keeps making news and never in good ways, you know? Yeah. I mean, honestly, is there a valid reason that ICE couldn't be doing what they're doing in some sort of humane and due process centered sort of way?
You mean like they have been for a very long time prior to all of this?
Right. Everyone keeps saying in the Trump world, like, geez, like, you know, doxing and threats against ICE agents have spiked in the last 10 months. Yeah. Why do you think that is? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Because they're giving us something to talk about here. I saw Nancy Mace go hard at Tim Walz and trying to get him to apologize, you know, for saying, oh, that the, you know, ICE is just as bad as the Gestapo. When, you know, no, we're not going to apologize just because it doesn't look exactly like the Holocaust yet. Are we allowed to comment on the ramping up of things? Is that okay?
And are we throwing people in cages based on ethnicity? That's a little Holocaust-esque, is it not?
It is.
And listen, I know what some people are going to say. Cruelty is the point. And you're right, it is. I mean, they could do this in a more humane, judicial way. But Trump has said that there are millions and millions of, you know, hardcore criminals. And we're going to deport 10,000 a day or whatever their stupid quote is. So, yeah, they're trying to make a spectacle out of it. And one of the funny things that came up this week is the fact that, you know, ICE has been bragging about their recruitment numbers. I think Homan said 250,000 people have signed up.
Yeah. Yeah. Seems like And that's with big numbers, right? Here's a 50,000 signing bonus. Here's 100,000 over 10 years. I mean, they're really trying to get people in, right?
Big numbers for apparently big people, because part of the problem they're having is a bunch of fat-ass slobs are signing up that can't pass the basic fitness standards, which, by the way, they recently lowered. Not increased.
Because they had to, not because they wanted to. I mean, we've got Hegseth talking about, you know, military machines and everything else. But, hey, they are offering this money to people that live in their parents' basements that, you know, are eating cheese puffs and want to go out and play Army Ranger.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. So, yeah, here's the thing. President Donald Trump's plan to double the size of the ICE workforce. Apparently, he's just doubling the size of ICE. So here's the deal. More than a third of the people that have signed up have failed the basic fitness test, which, like I said, they lowered it. They're trying to deploy 10,000 new people, new ICE agents by January, and that goal is coming up way short. One career ICE officer said that it is pathetic that they recently lowered their standards and that in the good old days, only a few people failed because they vetted them more thoroughly. So do you want to hear what the fitness test is?
Well, I know what part of it is, and I'm just going to say that, like, you're looking at a fat guy, a guy who could stand to lose a few LBs, and I think I can do most of this. I'm almost positive I can do most of this without issue. Please continue.
All right. So the standards, there's only three listed in the article I got. Okay. One is you have to be able to do 15 push-ups.
Okay.
Could you do 15 push-ups?
I can do 15 push-ups.
I could do that as well. How about 32 sit-ups?
Come on. Yes, of course, dude. Can you sit up 32 times? That's crazy.
Right? Although, I'll tell you, I got an update a couple years back when I was going through some rehab for my torn rotator cuff. Apparently, push-ups and sit-ups, the way they taught you and I when we were young, is not the way you're supposed to be doing them anymore. So I don't know if ICE is doing them this way or not. But, like, push-ups, weren't you always taught to, like, touch your chest to the floor, go all the way down? Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah.
Apparently that is extremely bad for your shoulders, even if you don't have a torn rotator cuff. So you're only supposed to go like vertical. You're not supposed to drop your chest below your elbows.
Okay.
So that would be a proper push-up, which are easier to do, by the way. But yeah. And then sit-ups, they've also determined, are extremely bad for your back. Going all the way down and then all the way up, you're supposed to do crunches instead, where you're just bringing your knees in.
Yeah, so both things you mentioned are easier than what we did. Right?
Exactly. And then the last one. Now, I mean, I used to run cross country, and I haven't run in a few years. I do spin bike instead. But the last standard is you have to be able to run a mile and a half in 14 minutes. I used to do 3 miles in about 17 minutes. So a mile and a half in 14 minutes. Do you think you could do it? And by the way, that means you could stop, take a break, get a coffee if you need to, like 14 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. That may be the one that I may struggle with, and that is not more of a fat thing. That is more of I smoke too much, you know.
Yeah, I think you could walk a mile and a half in 14 minutes.
I think I could probably do it. I mean, I've run a marathon before, so I think, you know, with very little, I think I could get back there.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny when you did run that marathon. Didn't your feet, like, go Fred Flintstone style? They, like, blew up because you didn't train or anything. You just went out and ran a marathon.
Yeah, they did. I mean, my feet really blew up, and I don't know that they've ever come back down to normal, complete normal size, to be honest with you. I wouldn't recommend it.
Well, think about this. A standard track around a football field is a quarter mile. So that would mean you'd have to walk around the football field 6 times in 15 minutes. I mean, come on. That's a very low.
That's just a tidge more than a speed walk.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
So those are the standards that apparently a third of 250,000 people have failed. Couldn't even do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, here I am, a guy that doesn't work physical labor. You know, I mean, this is my working position for the most part. And I think it, even if I couldn't do that last one, I mean, give me a week and I could be there. Crispy says it's 6 miles an hour. Of course.
Right. Or this guy, 14 minutes isn't running. I agree. I really think I could walk a mile and a half in 15 minutes. Is that what it was, 15 minutes? Yeah. Or 14 minutes.
14 minutes, yeah.
So, I mean, geez, man, that's pretty low standards. Not to mention, I mean, these dudes, unless they're getting physical to chase somebody down the street, which we've seen, or used, I actually think a bunch of fat guys would be better for laying on some of these people, because that's what they're doing. They're just tackling them and laying on them while someone else, you know, handcuffs them. So, I don't even know what these standards are for.
They got to hold them down while they have time to drag their screaming children off to some unidentified room. So, yeah, maybe it is better. Did you notice how the sit-ups and the push-ups are not timed? I mean, can everybody do those? Are they're not timed?
I don't know if they have to be consecutive. I don't know if you could take a little break in between. Yeah, it's a great question. But either way, I mean, that's pretty low standards. And yet all of these fat-ass mega lovers can't seem to even pass that. I don't even know if there's an intelligence test. I would assume they'd all flunk if there was. But
see, that to me is more important in all of this. Like, do you swear an oath to our Constitution? Do you know the law? Do you know the rules on, you know, what everything is founded upon? And, are you bilingual? Do you have any amount of empathy in your heart? Like, these are all the things that I think are more important, because you don't see a lot of people chasing, you know, people. They're tricking them in. We had a recent thing here in Washington where this roofing company hired a bunch of illegal immigrants to come out and do a job because they knew at the very end of this job that they were going to call ICE, and they weren't, so they didn't have to pay them.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No.
Wow. Wow.
So I think they had 14 illegal immigrants that they hired specifically for this job. They completed it, and they knew they weren't going to pay them on the day of closing the job out. They called ICE.
Wow. That is some mega balls right there. Jeez. It's a short-sighted plan, too, for the business owner. You can do that probably in one house. I think that's going to be at the end of that project.
Word will spread for sure. Yeah, it's a local company. And, you know, they've come out and said, oh, it wasn't us. That's not exactly how it played out. Like, you shouldn't have to say it's not exactly how it happened. Yes.
Yeah, sure. Here's somebody commenting on if there was an intelligence test, no one would make it. And yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
And here's a comment on what the story you just told. Disgusting. Because, yeah, that is, man. I mean, I did a video for Really American Today where some racist mega Karen got in a road rage incident and started screaming at the guy that she's going to call ICE. I'm going to have you deported. I'm going to have you deported. Like, and you and I have talked on the show before that originally there were 3 reported cases of people impersonating ICE officers to commit robberies and sexual assaults. Now it's up to 24 reported cases that we know of. So obviously there's more. And there's a bunch of social media assholes, including a guy in Renton near you, that was driving around in an ICE vehicle handing out bags of ICE because he thought that'd be funny to pull up and see, you know, ICE on his vehicle.
That's insane, dude. These are the people. I mean, obviously, this administration scares the crap out of me, but people who have black hearts, like we're talking about here, these are the people that really scare me. The people that we're living amongst, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And speaking of being near you, are you aware that ICE got busted breaking the law in the greater Seattle area this week?
Oh, they did? No.
Yes. Do you know that ICE has been monitoring you through the Flock cameras?
Yes,
the DOT camera kind of things or whatever?
Yes. In the Edmonds area, I believe.
It was, I think, 20 different cities around Seattle. Not Seattle itself, but going all the way around it. So, yeah, the Flock cameras, for anyone who doesn't know, these are cameras that hang on light posts, and they're able to read your license plate. They're able to track vehicles. They're able to see if you have a crack in your windshield and that would need to be reported to the cops or something.
Right.
So these are very high-res cameras that are just tracking everybody going through any sort of an intersection. So, federal immigration authorities access data from automated license plate cameras in at least 2 Pierce County cities. It's actually been more since this article came out. University of Washington, UW, did a analysis and found that they've been getting into systems all over the place. And the Keep Washington Working Act prohibits cooperation between local law enforcement and federal immigration authorities. The UW's findings came from public records requests. And you know what the crazy thing is that apparently some of these requests you have to put why, and some were putting ICE, some were putting immigration enforcement. Somebody from Texas put abortion. They were trying to find a woman that went to Washington State from Texas to have an abortion.
Really?
Yes, because it's illegal now in Texas and they can prosecute, they feel, if you go to another state. So, yeah. So Washington State didn't realize that all of these other agencies were accessing these cameras and what they were using them for. Now, in fairness, a bunch of the cities and cops have said, like, whoa, 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 that's the end of that. You know, we're cutting everyone off.
Yeah, they did. I mean, but it took them finding it out to, you know, and saying something for them to say that. So,
yes.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. It's crazy what's happening in our own communities. Sometimes we look at the TV screen and think that, oh, you know, this is happening elsewhere. But then we start to see things, you know, popping up around our own communities. And we think, oh, yeah, it is happening everywhere. This is how it starts. They said that.
Right.
People are asking me to call out the roofers that hired those illegal immigrants. Yeah. And I think it's, it's Mount Baker Roofing, and it happened in Bellingham, Washington. And supposedly, I haven't done complete research on this, but from what I read, they have two locations, and their other location in Tacoma is saying, like, that wasn't us. That wasn't us. So Mount Baker Roofing, Bellingham, Washington is the asshats, the twat waffles, which people are enjoying your new word, Steve.
Good. Thank you.
That hired illegal immigrants just to, you know, call ICE
get
on
work out of them and then boot them. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. I sent some bad Google reviews coming, so that's good. And this is a good comment. Ireland here. Can't believe you people are not getting rid of that nut job. Listen, Ireland, we wish we could. We're trying to. The founding fathers over here never thought that all three branches of government would put up with this kind of crap. Like, the whole impeachment thing was put there in case some maniac ever got in. But turns out there's some major flaws with that whole system.
Keep seeing this comment, and I'm like, what do you want me to do? Like, I'm doing my best here. Like, we're bringing everything to light. We are speaking in numbers. You know, I heard somebody, we had the No Kings protest last weekend, and there is talk of a third coming around.
Yeah.
Somebody made a comment that said, finally, Donald Trump actually had a big crowd. It's like, that's pretty phenomenal because, yeah, over 7 million people around our great country, Ireland. We're trying.
Yeah. No, for sure. I've got a couple other ICE breaking the law. And when I say breaking the law, like, I'm not being like facetious or hyperbole or something. Like, literally, they're breaking laws. The one in Washington State I just talked about. But have you ever seen in, like, you know, James Bond or some bank robber movie where they hit a button and the license plate like flips over to an alternate plate?
Yeah, I love it, dude.
Right. So they can conceal their identity and, you know, get away from the cops because they're looking for the wrong plate number. Well, a video that I didn't see, but the Secretary of State in Illinois addressed it. A guy goes up to an ICE vehicle and starts filming the license plate. And an ICE agent comes over and was like, you can film all you want. We change those plates out every day. And the Secretary of State of Illinois said, excuse me, that is completely illegal in the state of Illinois, and it's actually illegal in every state. Unless you're re-registering a vehicle every day, yes, which, you know, you're not, it's illegal to swap out license plates. So an ICE agent just admitted on camera that they're breaking the law by flipping plates every day, James Bond style.
It's crazy, dude. Somehow, I don't think they'll get in trouble for it. But yes, it is illegal.
That's the problem. No accountability.
You and I were talking this morning about all these lawsuits and, hitting dead ends and how just we were broken about where our judicial system is and the DOJ and the Supreme Court, all of it combined. Like, yeah, people aren't getting in trouble and they're just ignoring orders, which is something we've never – I mean, it's unprecedented.
Well, normally there is accountability above you. Like this guy says, you can't boot someone by the rules if they don't play by the rules. Like, if your boss is not going to hold you accountable or enforce anything, then why would you care? And we know they've encouraged these guys to be cruel and to skirt the laws. Like, even if they got found guilty of breaking some law, they would either get pardoned or just, you know, there won't be any accountability. And the other problem is states like California, for example, passed a law saying ICE agents can't wear masks. Well, ICE is federal. State laws don't trump federal laws. So I'd be willing to bet with the license plate, they're going to say the same thing. Like, you can't prosecute a state law. I'm a federal agent.
Yeah. I'm sure that's it. It does make me think about all the times that Trump was like, leave it to the states, leave it for the states to decide.
Right?
Like, only when it's good for you, dude, do you,
thank you,
say that shit.
What happened to the Republican Party that wanted states' rights and small government? Seriously, yeah. Where the fuck did they go? Because that is not what the Republican Party is anymore. They are the nanny state tenfold.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And yeah, there's just a wishy-washy back and forth. Whatever applies, they'll say what they need to at that point in time.
Yeah. Nancy Mace, another video I did last week, maybe a couple days ago. I don't know. She was on the Smirkonish radio show on Sirius XM. And the Smirkonish guy, who is a conservative, he's critical of Trump selectively, but he's conservative. And he even said on the show, like, I'm not some lefty. Like, he was calling Nancy Mace out about the fact that he has a friend in the military who is transgender and has been pushed out of the military. And why don't you, you know, why can't we make an exception for somebody who has fought for our country for all these years? And Nancy Mace freaked the hell out. Your friend's got a mental illness and this is sick and he wants to be in the bathroom with me and blah, blah, blah. And Smirkonish said, like, listen, I'm the real conservative on this topic. I want the government out of my bedroom, out of my personal life, out of your bat. Like, a real conservative would not be opposed to a transgender person being in the military because what's in his pants or her pants is none of your effing business. But
yes,
not how they do it.
No, it's not. They, No, that's enough said on that. You're exactly right. I mean, for a long time, remember, don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course you do. Because we all went through that period of time. Then we said, oh, let's just be able to come out and be who we are. Now, it doesn't even matter, don't ask, don't tell. It's get the hell out. We don't want you here. You're a liability for our military.
Yeah, no, for sure. Jason here, they aren't federal agents. Are you talking about ICE, Jason? Because they absolutely are.
Someone else just said, like, cops have been using ghost plates for a long time. I don't know enough about that. It seems very shaded to me. I can't do it, so I don't know.
The cops are doing that just in a daily practice, maybe some undercover operation or something. But why would a cop need to flip out their plates every day? Who's tracking them? Because that's the other funny thing. Do you see this on social media where somebody will post a picture of their car and they'll fuzz out the license plate?
Yep.
I posted a picture of my car a couple of months back and had my license plate was visible. And several people, oh my gosh, get your license plate out of that picture. People, think about this. Okay, first of all, nobody can access your license plate information unless you have access to the state and federal database that only law enforcement do. And if you were to somehow access it without being a cop, it would be illegal. But your license plate is on display publicly all the time. Literally, that's what it is. Like, why would taking a picture of it matter?
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with you on both of those things. When I was doing security, we used to be able to get people's address with their license plates.
How? Because I have researched this. You guys, maybe some private investigator license, maybe that allows access to it.
Maybe so.
But if you just go on Google or something and type in your you cannot find anything. No. It's not publicly available unless you are law enforcement or apparently if you have law enforcement access. But
yeah, maybe still, that's what it is.
It's still publicly displayed constantly.
Yeah, but they would have to have already found you to see it. I think people are concerned for you because if somebody on the internet potentially wanted to see where you live and see where you are, they could find you in that way.
Dude, there's 100 other ways. You should know that, having worked for a private investigator. Like, I get lawyers tracking me down and bill collectors tracking me down.
don't make it easy for us.
Come on. Utility bills, all that kind of stuff is out there. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And then just real quick, the other funny ICE thing this week, like some ICE agent on film was pointing a gun at a pregnant woman driving by an arrest because she was honking her horn. And he walks up to the car window. It just points a freaking loaded gun at her. Just like, you're impeding. And then he just runs away. Like, well, if she's impeding, shouldn't you stop her and pull her over?
Yeah, it is kind of funny to see. I mean, I don't know what side you're on. Some people say, like, oh, leave them alone. They're just doing their job. They're doing a job that's unconstitutional, and it shouldn't be happening right now. So, yes, I do leave it up to the person accepting these orders to say, no, I'm not going to do that. Right. But there's been a guy in Portland at the ICE facility showing all the ICE officers standing outside guarding a picture of a vagina and showing them where the clitoris is. Like, you know. know, and these guys really do are like, they can't take it, dude, that this guy's like, I know you've had a problem finding the clitoris. I'm just here to help you guys, dude.
It's hilarious. Well, indeed. Speaking of fat asses that probably couldn't find a clitoris if they did have a roadmap, Trump, his latest little meltdown, tying into the world of sports, by the way. I'm sorry your Mariners did not make it to the World Series, but game one of the World Series is tonight, and it's against Canada. Evil, evil Canada.
The 51st state.
Yeah, he wants it to be that way. So first of all, I'm going to make a very easy prediction. When the National Anthem of America plays tonight, because game one is in Toronto, that whole stadium's going to boo us, and we freaking deserve it.
Well, they did it during the hockey game, if you'll remember last time. So, yeah, Canada, this is sore subject, dude. That Mariners loss was egregious. Let's talk about Canada a little bit, though.
Yeah.
And I've got some video I can play for everybody. You're talking about the fat boy that's all pissed off and had a tweet that he sent out in the middle of the night, aren't you, Steve?
Yes. And get some sleep, by the way. Good God. That guy's unstable enough anyways. Is no one else disturbed that the leader of our country is tweeting at like 2 in the morning? That's weird, man. If he tweeted me at 2 a.m., I'd be like, dude, are you okay? Why are you up in the middle of the night posting online?
Right, yes. That Adderall is it's very effective, dude.
Right.
I'm just saying. Okay, let's watch a little video explaining what happened here as we roll into Fat Bastard Takes on Canada.
This just came dropped overnight. President of the United States in a Truth Social post saying, yeah, we're done talking to Canada because my feelings were hurt about this ad, which as Joe just laid out and we played. You could hear it. You could see it. You can go on YouTube yourself if you don't believe and watch. It's what former President Reagan said.
It's what former President Reagan said, and our current president is so easily triggered that a TV commercial can change international policy, trade policy, foreign policy.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time. But over the long run, such trade barriers hurt every American worker and consumer. High tariffs inevitably lead to retaliation by foreign countries and the triggering of fierce trade wars. Then the worst happens. Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs.
Yeah, and I pay through the nose for my groceries. It's fun.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's not the full that's not the full thing Reagan said, but that's the gist of it. And, gosh, I mean, for Trump to come out and actually say, that hurt my feelings.
Right?
Whiny little brat. What is happening here, dude?
It's funny. And the funny thing is no one in America was going to see that commercial. I mean, although I hear Canada is now paying to put it on in the World Series game tonight, so that'll be fun. But way to draw attention to the matter. I went on that YouTube thing. It's got, you know, close to a million views. Canada is apparently dumping $75 million into this ad campaign.
Wow.
And I did find a little fact-checking article, because part of what Trump freaked out there is he's saying Canada cheated and got caught. They fraudulently took a big buy ad and saying that Reagan did not like tariffs, when actually he loved tariffs for our country.
So you want to know the truth? I don't think that's true. Yeah.
So there is some amount of nuance to it. But here's a look at the facts. Reagan, who held office during a period of growing fear over Japan's rising economic might, made that address that was in the commercial a week after he himself had imposed tariffs on Japanese semiconductors. He was attempting to explain the decision, which seemed at odds with his reputation as a free trader. Reagan did not, in fact, love tariffs. He often criticized government policies, including protectionist measures such as tariffs that interfered with the free commerce that he spent much of his radio address there spelling out the case against tariffs. Reagan, though, was no trade warrior. Discussing his semiconductor tariffs in the April 87 radio address, he said that he was forced to impose them because the Japanese were not living up to a trade agreement, and that, quote, such tariffs or trade barriers and restrictions of any kind are steps that I loathe to take. So in other words, he was not a fan of tariffs. He saw some short-term situations where they were necessary, but he did not think they were an economic policy like Trump does.
I'm 98.9% sure that Trump doesn't know the meaning of nuance. You know,
right.
Yeah, people do talk about using tariffs and with nuance. I mean, everything can't just be balls to the walls. It works. It's great. It's wonderful. We've seen that in this day and age right now, right here, time after time.
Yes. Reagan went on to say, Japan hurt my feelings. That's why I put the tariffs on.
My good God. Somebody just commented, like, Maggie even hates Reagan now.
Right.
Like, Reagan, one of the most, Alex P. Keaton from Family Ties.
You know what I'm saying? Where did the Republican Party go? The Alex P. Keatons of I love Reagan, less government, less, you know, stay out of my bedroom. Like, I seriously don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know where that party is, but I would like them back.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so funny, dude, because, you know, we talk about, you know, family or friends that we've had to love through this whole thing. And my brother is a person who is a Reagan era Republican.
Yeah.
I don't see him. He hasn't gone completely as drastic as some of these folks have, but he's definitely not cuddled up to Reagan like he used to be. I mean, he doesn't have a picture of him in his basement anymore.
Right.
You know,
I really feel that anybody who was that Republican no longer identifies as a Republican.
Yeah.
Because if you're still calling yourself a Republican right now, then you're MAGA. Don't pretend to be a Republican. Somebody like Nicole Wallace, you know, who was in George W. Bush's administration, she was a classic Republican, and she has now left the party, denounced them. Even Joe Scarborough, who hosts the morning show on MSNBC, you know, the liberal network, like, he was a Republican, but he was a traditional one. None of them want to be associated with this crap.
You're no longer Liz Cheney, you know. You're no longer that type of Republican who, asks for all the small things, limited government, all the things, low taxes. You're no longer that person if you're a Trump lover, because he's taken you as far away as you can possibly get with that. Think about the fact that he's having conversations of love and romance with Putin and other dictators around our world.
Yes. This is why I keep saying, like, I don't know if it matters what's going to be in the Epstein files, because whatever it is, this Republican Party will spin it to being perfectly acceptable, perfectly normal. Those girls would have been 18 eventually. Like, Trump was just ahead of the curve. He's a pioneer. He's got forethought.
Talent scout, Steve.
Right. I mean, what could happen? You know, Kennedy was saying the other night, like, we need something blatantly unconstitutional to impeach this man. I'm like, I don't know what the hell that definition would be anymore.
Well, we thought it was the Epstein files, right? Because who can say, like, yeah, I'll support a pedophile. I will actually support a pedophile in some way. I support human trafficking. The longer that this goes on, where the files have not been released, and we'll talk about that today, the more people are forgetting how crazy it is that our president was more than likely part of all of this, sleeping with underage girls.
He was part of it. I don't know to what extent, but he was definitely part of it. And, you know, speaking of the old school Republican Party, what would they think about a president just systematically murdering people abroad? No war declaration, no congressional approval, no military deployment. I mean, what is going on with Venezuela right now is insane. And we've been talking about it for a while, and I feel like the rest of the world is just finally starting to realize, like, this is actual insanity. The president is just committing murder.
Yeah, we brought it to you on this show right after it first happened. Steve Harness brought it to the airwaves and called this just blatant murder. And here's a video on the latest of what has happened with these drug boats coming from Venezuela.
Maybe they are, maybe they're not.
People like to fish too, Steve.
I mean, not anymore.
Like to fish. No.
We know everything about them. We know where they're coming from, who they're coming with, generally who's in the boat. I'll let Pete discuss it a little bit, but they have incredible intelligence. And, you know, usually when you see five engines, I've never even seen that before, but when you see five engines on a boat going about 65 miles an hour, loaded up with white powder, in silver cases, Generally speaking, that's not a good sign. They're not going fishing, right? And you don't see any fishing rods, right? So, Pete, I'll let you discuss that a little bit, please.
Well, yes, sir. Likewise, generally you don't see fishing in submarines either, sir.
We killed people. Generally speaking. And yet they have given us no evidence, no names, no nothing. And what do you think about this case where two people survived?
I'm unaware. I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Well, it happened maybe a week ago. They blew up a boat and two people survived. And America was like, oh, shit. Now what do we do? Because I mean, they got him out of the water, and I don't know why they didn't just shoot him in the head, because that was the goal. Why would you, if you're going to take them into custody, why wouldn't you just take him into custody originally?
Yeah, because we obviously have the technology to do that, right? We don't have to just be murdering these people.
And then if that is how we normally handle things, prosecutions, you treat it as a crime, we sent these people back to their countries. We just said, we don't know what to do with them. This is a legal quagmire. You can have them back. So right. If they're such hardened drug dealers, like, do you remember the scene in the first Austin Powers when Dr. Evil hits the button and Will Ferrell falls backwards into the fire pit? And then but he doesn't die. He's just down there screaming like, I'm hurt. Somebody come in. And Dr. Evil's like, they just go down and shoot him in the head because the goal was to kill him. What do you do when you don't kill him?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I don't know, dude, when people are, I mean, I think people, like you said, people were not talking about this a lot. I think people are finally waking up to like, hey, wait a minute. This is crazy, dude.
It's completely crazy. This guy, they say they're fentanyl boats. Yeah, right. According to every expert I've heard on the topic, fentanyl doesn't come from Venezuela. And again, even if it is, like, they're not showing up in America and shoving it down our throats. It's people that are buying it. Like, maybe work on the laws or border control. Like, but you don't just freaking murder people. And do you have the video of Trump talking about we're just going to keep killing people?
Yes. You talk about something else because I'm trying to upload it. For some reason, there's an error on it.
Okay. Well, I can just read the quote, I guess.
Yeah, read the quote, and then maybe I can play it for you.
All right. So Trump on Thursday, yesterday, brushed aside any criticism of his administration's deadly strikes on these alleged boats, saying he bluntly admitted, I think we're just going to kill people. He said that, you know, why go to Congress? Like, except for the radical lunatics on the left, they're going to approve it. And he said, I don't think it's going to be necessary for any declaration of war. I think we're just going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country, okay? We're going to kill them, you know? They're going to be, like, dead, okay?
Yeah. All right. I do have it if you want to hear the question.
Play it, and then I have a funny comment. So, yeah, go ahead and play the audio.
Okay.
Or the video.
On the drug boat, sir, has there been any discussion about capturing one so that you can show the
amount
of narcotics?
We know everything about them, yeah.
No, you don't.
Jennifer, we know everything about them. We know where they're coming from, who they're coming with, generally who's in the boat. I'll let Pete discuss it a little bit, but they have incredible intelligence. And, you know, usually when you see five engines, I've never even seen that before, loaded up with white powder. Generally speaking, that's not a good sign. They're not going fishing, right? And you don't see any fishing rods.
Oh, maybe he doesn't mention it. I apologize.
Yeah, it's all right. So anyways, I will just tell you a funny story. So last night, Kennedy was sitting on the couch watching social media clips, and she had the clip of him talking about that he's just going to, you know, they'll just be dead. We're just going to kill people.
Yeah.
And I chimed in. I was like, that's AI. That's fake. She was like, how do you know that's fake? I'm like, that would be front page headline news if the president just said that we're just going to kill people. And so I was like, let me just disprove this. So I opened up my NBC News app. Oh, front page headline news. The president just said that he's going to be killing people. They're just going to be dead. Okay.
Yeah, he did. I don't know, dude. Let's just imagine for a moment that we know that these are drug runners. Okay. Yeah. We know that they're drug runners. Let's just say it.
Sure. Which we don't.
Correct.
Coast Guard has said one out of every four boats they think are drug dealers are not. They're fishermen. So.
Yeah. They think.
But yes,
this is a lot of thinking. But let's just assume.
Yeah.
Do you just kill those people? Like, wouldn't you want the intel of where they're coming from? Who's paying them? Wouldn't you want to try and get some of that information to really, truly stop this? We're just going to keep launching missiles on boats and killing people, yeah. Pretty much knowing everything. They have five motors. My gosh, dude.
Of course. That is what law enforcement does. They prosecute. They try to go up the chain. They make cases. But no. And by the way, this notion that if we just blow up every boat in the ocean, no more drugs in America, because there's no other way, Nick, to possibly get drugs in this country other than one little boat at a time.
Yeah. Come on, dude. This is what else is going on here? That's what I need to know.
So much more.
What is it, though? Do you know anymore? I mean, I understand that he's going after I think he's going after Venezuela. But I don't know exactly why this is happening. Is it just a front? Hey, we're getting rid of drugs. We're doing the right thing. But behind the scenes, we're doing much more.
Well, he does not like their president. Their president's been critical of him. Now they're getting in a big pissing match because their president said, like, hey, one of those boats were fishermen, you assholes. And then Trump, that's when he was like, okay, tariffs. And we now have military aircrafts down there, military high-speed bombers like the stealth bombers. We learned, because Trump admitted it, that he has authorized covert CIA lethal operations in Venezuela. Again, in any spy movie, the president doesn't admit to that because it's illegal. And this is why someone like Putin is wanted on an international warrant. He'd be going to The Hague someday because other countries want to prosecute him for murdering people.
Yeah. When we talk about Republicans no longer being Republicans, despite objections, the Senate, controlled by Republicans, rejected a Democratic proposal that would have restricted further strikes without congressional authorization. They're all on board with this, dude.
Well, I mean, wait, who are you saying? Congress is on board with this?
Yeah.
Well, we don't actually know that because they're not in session and they haven't actually weighed in on this. Where are we getting that from?
We do know that before they weren't in session, before the government was shut down, Democrats proposed that restrictions would be put on further strikes without congressional authorization.
Yeah, okay. Well, so there needs to be congressional authorization. And any act of war obviously always requires Congress. Now, we have been drifting further away from that, and Rachel Maddow literally wrote a book called Drift. That, presidents used to have congressional approval, and ever since Vietnam, each president has just inched that further and further away, where now it's kind of like, gee, you're supposed to ask Congress, but you don't have to, sir. And this is why. We can't just be blowing people up. We can't just be invading a country. Venezuela has not attacked us, but now we have an aircraft carrier sitting off their coast. We buzzed their coastline yesterday as if it's, fucking Top Gun, dual flyby.
It's crazy, dude.
And by the way, all of these religious types in the Republican Party, doesn't the Bible – I've only skimmed that thing. Doesn't it frown on killing people? Because the president has just said, we're just going to kill them.
Dead.
Dead, okay.
They'll be dead, okay?
Right. How do the religious types put up with that?
Well, because, Steve, the Bible also says you have to protect your borders. Jesus also said drugs are bad. Keep them out of your country at all costs.
Yeah, this is the guy that liked to turn water into wine. Jesus was a partier. So I think he'd probably be okay with a lot of this. But, yeah, so the president just openly committing murder, not even trying to hide it. And as we've discussed before, the reason he's not hiding it is because it's an official act. Therefore, he is immune.
He is completely immune. We've seen Teflon Don completely immune as soon as the Supreme Court said, yeah, it's an official act. Then you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Did you see that President Trump made a huge announcement that further separates Democrats and Republicans, making Democrats look like the bad guys, talking about the fact that this is Democrat shutdown. The Democrats shut down our government. Did you hear about his latest announcement?
I don't think so.
I'm going to play a video for you. You can get up to date.
I was hoping you weren't just teasing.
In the next couple of days, a lot of Americans are going to go without their first full paychecks. Federal workers.
By the way, a friend of mine, talking about donors, a friend of mine, a man that's great. I'm not going to use his name unless he lets me do it. Susie can tell you about this, but he called us the other day and he said, I'd like to contribute any shortfall you have because of the Democrat shutdown. I'd like to contribute, personally contribute any shortfall you have with the military, because I love the military and I love the country, and any shortfall, if there's a shortfall, I'll contribute
it. Stop saying that.
And today he sent us a check for $130 million.
Do you care who that is?
I would love to tell you. He doesn't really want the recognition, if you want to know the truth. But he gave us a check for $130 million.
It's Putin.
Which was sort of a shortfall, yeah. And that's going to go to the military, yeah.
And what's your message?
Is that the correct number? $130 million.
Just said it several
that's
times.
What I call a patriot.
Yeah, you know what? Screw you, dude. No. That's what you call a patriot?
Right.
I need $130 million to be a patriot?
F you on every level. You control the government. You could reopen. It's not that we don't have the money. We just need you assets to get on the same page and approve it. And if a billionaire can just write a check, then why don't you, Trump, since we already know you have made over $1 billion just in the last 10 months, And are we just going to keep piecemealing the government? Because I'm seeing like, oh, we should pay the TSA agents. Oh, we should pay the air traffic. Oh, we should pay the military. Oh, we should – like, people, pay everybody. Get the government back open. Do a deal, Mr. Art of the Deal. And yes. Caroline Leavitt just said this week, like, his main priority is the ballroom.
Yeah, we've heard it over and over again. The interesting thing about this, Steve, this donation accepted by the Pentagon under its general gift acceptance authority with the condition that it be used to offset the cost of service member salaries and benefits. However, this arrangement deviates from normal government funding procedures and raises significant legal questions. What's that?
I said, you think.
Yeah.
You're telling me billionaires can't just fund our army for us? There's no conflict or illegality there?
The Anti-Deficiency Act prohibits federal agencies from spending funds not allocated by Congress, mm-hmm. and many lawmakers, particularly Democrats, have expressed concerns about the legality of using private donations for military pay.
Yeah.
This can't be done, and for the exact reasons that you're talking about. Who donated it? Yeah, I don't. He doesn't want you to know his name. Is it Putin? Who is it? And why are they giving this money to the troops?
Yes.
You know, what are they getting for it? More importantly, because everyone Trump talks about is just such a patriot and such a giver. These people that are donating to a stupid frickin' ballroom. Mm-hmm. Oh, they just want, they love our country. No, they don't. I love our country. If I give you money, I want something in return for it. And don't kid yourself. All these people do.
Of course. And the people that are giving money to this clearly either want something or they don't want something bad to happen to them. Like Google, by the way, is on the list. Google, that was just, you know, under threat of being broken up as a monopoly. Like, they want protection. Amazon's on the list. Apple, Microsoft, Hewlett Packard. We've got crypto people. We have television networks like Comcast, who Trump has threatened to take away their license. We have tobacco companies. We have T-Mobile, who, by the way, operates under the guides of the FCC because they're using our public airwaves.
Right.
Like you just said, nobody, let alone corporations or billionaires like this, give something without wanting something in exchange.
100%. This is illegal without congressional approval. This is not how a country is run. You can't take $130 million from a no-name patriot to pay our military. Yeah. Do what's right, you skin bag, and open the government, dude. Pay these people.
Yes, we have the money. You people just need to authorize it. And speaking of which, like, what do you think about this insane thing where Trump is suing himself for $200-something million for his legal fees, and he's the one that would ultimately authorize whether or not he gets paid? And he said, like, I'll give the money to charity, or maybe I'll put it towards the ballroom. Like, oh, I see. So that would be taxpayer dollars. I mean, that is so highly unethical and immoral on every possible legal and just, you know, spiritual type of level. But it's also apparently a violation of the Emoluments Clause. Like, a president is not allowed to get any money from the government above and beyond his paycheck.
Yes. Neither are we, right? That's one of the things that we can't sue the government. He can't sue himself and get paid from the government.
Yes. This is some sort of administrative complaint or something that in a normal world, the DOJ would either tell you to go pound sand, or if there was a legitimate case, like independent people would figure out what we would owe the person for wrongful prosecution or something. But the insanity of how interwoven this thing is, I mean, he's saying that like the documents case, like that was, you know, witch hunt, you know, I spent all this money on lawyers. The lawyer that he spent that money on to defend that is now the lawyer in charge of that part of the DOJ who would authorize the payment that Trump would have to approve to go back to Trump himself. They're suing themselves for something that one of them made money off of, and then the money would go back to them. Like, I mean, even Trump couldn't say it without saying, like, this is weird, right? Have you ever sued yourself and had crazy. To be able to prove your own settlement? Like, this is kind of crazy, isn't it? But I'm doing it.
We're actually robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's crazy. Right. I'm making it happen.
It hurts my fucking head. And yes. The fact that Republicans are still just like, you know, it's business. And demolishing the East Wing. We talked last or Tuesday just about the fact that he was ripping down the exterior wall. Now the whole freaking thing is gone.
Yeah. Oh, it's completely gone. And, you know, I'm tired of all these MAGAs coming forward and saying, you know, like they've done countless presidents have done renovations on the White House in the past. What do you got your panties in a bunch about? The destruction and mayhem of what is happening to the building as you see heavy equipment being, you know, ripping the house apart is unprecedented and unbelievable. They're relating it to, well, Obama, you know, laid down a basketball. He built a basketball court.
Right.
Obama took a tennis court and repurposed it to a basketball court.
Right. You
skin bag.
And there was a thing where Obama authorized or was part of some $300 million upgrades and renovations to the White House. But gee golly whiz, guess what? He went through Congress. He submitted plans. The plans were revised. Like it went through approvals. And it was done in the light of day. And he didn't just start knocking buildings down. And then, like, gee, should I ask for permission?
Yes. No.
And by the way, go ahead.
I was done.
As you say, so we talked on the last show about how the hell is he getting away with this? And I didn't have a very solid answer on it, but now I have a much better answer. And shockingly, it's a disturbing answer. So,
okay. Whip it on us.
Yeah. I mean, here's the long story short. Like, there is a committee that has to approve this kind of stuff. 2 days before they announced this ballroom, Trump appointed a bunch of his cronies to that committee. So he put his own people in place, then announced it. They're the ones that will have to approve it. Obviously, they will. And then Caroline Leavitt said this week that we only need permission to build something. We don't need permission to destroy something. So we haven't asked for permission yet because we haven't built anything. We're just knocking stuff down. Any president can do that. And a reporter said, so are you saying he could just demolish the White House if he wanted? She was like, yeah, you don't need permission to destroy, only to build.
Dude. I'm so tired of playing games like this. You know what it means. You know what you're supposed to be doing.
Right.
Everything's a workaround from, you know, his taxes. Well, I just use the tax codes. You know, I know the best to these rules, to all this ballroom stuff. To, I mean, everything Trump does is, well, we found a workaround. Trump running in 2028. Well, there are some clauses and workarounds. Like, it's just follow it like it's supposed to be followed.
Right. And there are not workarounds, by the way. Like, I don't know what fucking Steve Bannon is even referring to. This notion that J.D. Vance could be president and make Trump his vice president, false. We went through this with Biden, where a lot of people are like, make Obama your vice president. Like, no, you have to be eligible to be president to be a vice president. So if you've served your two terms, you're not eligible.
What do you think the chances are? Like, give me a 1 through 10.
That he would try, if he's still alive, 150% is what he would try to do. But first of all, he's not going to be alive in 3 years, people. I'm thoroughly convinced of that. President Vance will be running as the incumbent in 2028. Trump is not making it 3 years. These health issues, the cankles, the mystery bruising, the fact that he keeps mysteriously disappearing one day out of the month. It seems the 24th of every month for the last few months, he's just sort of out of eyeshot. Like, where are you at? What doctor are you seeing? What treatments are you undergoing? Why did you have an annual physical twice this year? Annual means once a year.
Yeah, just to make it, he just wanted to satisfy us, dude. And he took another cognitive test while he was there, and he aced it.
Yes, because that's how cognitive tests work.
Hey, Steve, before this show winds down, do you care if we talk a little bit about the Epstein files and where they are?
Sure. And do you have them? You know where they are?
I know where they are. Okay. I've been kind of keeping it at bay, but let's see this wonderful call out against Skippy, the pedo protector Mike Johnson. Okay,
let's be clear. The reason Alita Grijalva is not here is because Mike Johnson wants to do two things. Number one, cover up for pedophiles on the Epstein list. And number two, put his members in a really rough position when it comes to voting and extending these ACA tax credits.
Or is it a committee?
Come up with excuses. This is an excuse, so she doesn't sign on to that.
This is absurd.
This is the longest time the House
has been.
Do you
want to answer the question? If you ask the question,
you're not actually answering the question. Right. This entirely has to do with it. Okay. The Epstein
you see, this is a publicity stunt.
So then, why are you blocking her then?
I'm not blocking her. I just.
This is the longest time that House of Representatives has been out of session. That's not in a regular August session. This is the longest time it's taken for someone to be sworn in. And it all happens to coincide with the fact that she's going to be the deciding vote on the discharge petition.
I know why you're upset.
You do?
Yeah, we're all upset. Yeah. It is insanity. We're not supposed to have a government without representation in this country. Like, she was duly elected. Obviously, just get her ass in office already. Like, they have this fantasy where if they keep delaying this, they think we're all just going to move on. Forget about the Epstein
files. Completely.
Even if that were to happen, these people are still going to vote for it, and then it'll be back in the news again.
Yes, it will be back, but they're just wearing us down a little at a time. Taxation without representation. There's already been lawsuits drawn up for this. Johnson's whole, I'm not swearing her in because we're not in session, we know is a line of crap because he's managed to swear in other members even when Congress was out. He only suddenly cares about the so-called precedent when it blocks Democrats, obviously. So we know what he's doing. I don't know. I feel so powerless that we can't just make him do this. It's such a load of shit and garbage, dude.
This is the problem with norms. So much of our government is always operated on norms, assuming that these are mature adults that will follow the standards that have been laid down before them and then aren't going to just blatantly break rules and norms to serve their own best interest. But Trump has just obliterated norms, and his lackeys are all just following right along. What are you going to do? You know, Mike Johnson, like, screw you. You can't make me do anything. Who's going to impeach me? Who's going to prosecute me? Nobody. Screw America.
Well, remember when we heard, I can't remember who, was it Eric Swalwell that said, there's a lot of Republicans who know that when this comes out, they're going to want to jump on the bandwagon.
Yes, that was him.
Okay, so why aren't they attacking? Like, hey, just release them, dude. Just, quit taking your time and swear her in.
Because they're afraid of Trump. They're afraid of being primaried. They're afraid of Musk coming after them with his money. They're a living in fear.
Hmm. Unbelievable. I've never seen so much pansy ass shit in my life.
Yes.
For people to not be able to stand up and say, oh no, I'm not going to do this. That's not right.
Yeah.
So,
well, and someday Trump will be gone and that he may be exempt and immune from prosecution, but not everyone else is. We saw it with Hitler, the Nuremberg trials and whatnot, like all the people that helped prop him up and support him, they eventually got prosecuted. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, who knows what accountability will ever come, but they just can't keep running from this forever. So I don't know what to say other than stay tuned because it's going to happen one of these days.
You're saying patience is a virtue? Is that what you're saying?
Patience is necessary, I guess, because I don't know what the alternative is. There is no accountability. I cannot believe the Congress will just not do anything to put him in check. If they're not stopping him from murdering people, why would they stop him from, naked pictures of him with girls coming out? It's like,
yeah,
it's what Jesus would do, Nick.
Hey, dude, did you see Newsom's welcome video to J.D. Vance when he visited California for the 250th anniversary of the Marine Corps?
No, I don't think I did.
Oh, it's just a real short video. You should watch this. This is hysterical.
I'm a never Trump guy. I'm a never Trump guy. I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him. I'm a never Trump guy. I'm a never Trump guy. I'm a never Trump guy. Never planned.
Wow. So, yeah, Gavin Newsom posted that and said, welcome J.D. Vance to California.
Was that big gap in the couch cushions? Was that for J.D. to give a little loving?
Give a little loving,
I think the gap should have been significantly smaller.
Right, yeah, that would be a chamber for him. So.
I will just tell you my parting thoughts. Some congressman, and I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he was doing a press conference, and he said, listen, everybody, we've got $230 million to pay Trump through the DOJ. We've got $300 million for the ballroom. We've got $40 billion to send down to Argentina. We just don't have any money for you. Thank you. Goodbye. Like, that is the message they're sending to all of us. We can pay all this money for all this stuff, but you want your health care to not triple next year? No, we don't. Can't afford that.
Got to take care of Argentina, Steve. I mean, we got to make sure they don't collapse.
$20 billion. I've seen so many conservatives say, well, hey, Trump's not paying for this ballroom. That's $200 million he just saved us. He just gave $20 billion to another country that we're not getting anything out of. Like, the selective conservative logic, and I use that word loosely, I mean, is just infuriating. Nothing, nothing, nothing. We'll get through to them.
Don't you think, like, okay, even if he is saving the taxpayer, that $200 million for the ballroom, like, why wouldn't he donate that to get veterans off the streets? Why wouldn't he get, you know, like, there's so much other stuff that you complain about all the time that has some validity to it. Why wouldn't he pay for that shit? Doesn't bug you?
No, no.
So, yeah, you're right. There's no logic. That's our show for the week. I hope you all enjoy your weekend and try and decompress and keep your tongue sharp, ladies and gentlemen.
We like to depress you as we send you off into your weekend. But listen, everyone, we're covering politics. It is just a depressing topic nowadays if you're not some mega sycophant. So we're going to keep talking news. You can find all of this going on in Really American. You can find Nick and I in our own individual social medias, and by individual, I mean for us, separate from Really American. So find all that stuff and spread all of this around. Let the rest of America and planet Earth know we're not all insane.
Yes, and stay in the fight. Until next time, ladies and gents.
This has been another production of The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Don't forget to check out all the social media, as the boys are on most platforms. Thanks for being part of the resistance, part of the pushback. Champions all around. Good day.
And we say bye-bye.
Bye, Steve.